You could say that Jesus Guzman is a dreamer. More precisely, he's co-director of the Dream Act Alliance of Sonoma County, one of several North Bay groups working to expand educational opportunities for Latino young people. Their focus is the so-called DREAM Act. That stands for Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors. They're working on it both nationally and in California. The federal bill, first proposed in 2006, became highly charged politically and was never enacted. But Guzman and his coalition are part of a widespread effort to revive it.
It would have two options to obtain a path to citizenship, a path of legalization. One would be to complete at least 2 years of college or at least 2 years of military service. And throughout that, maintain, as the act says, good moral character, pretty much staying out of trouble. And then after you complete that process, you'd be on a 10-year path of legal residency. And then after those 10 years, you could apply for citizenship.
In California now, the activists' efforts are behind a pair of bills to remove barriers to higher education for undocumented students who are longtime U.S. residents. Collectively, they're called the California Dream Act. The first and less controversial is AB 130. Which, Guzman explains, would remove a common obstacle for students who are seeking private scholarships.
AB 130 would allow students to apply for scholarships. A lot of these scholarships ask for Social Security numbers, and this would open up a lot of those. There's absolutely no taxpayer money involved. This would be just for scholarship purposes. It was approved in the Assembly and sent to the Senate. It made it out of the Senate committee, and now should have a hearing coming up the next 2 to 3 weeks in the Senate. Early July is what we expect.
The companion measure, AB 131, faces a more difficult path, he adds, because it would affect eligibility for some tax-funded student financial support.
It would be for Board of Governors BOG waivers that the JCA, I believe, is about $300. And then being able to apply to UC grants, CSU grants, and Cal grants. So that one's embroiled in a little bit more difficult path to be approved.
While progress is halting in Sacramento, which, after all, does have bigger fish to fry just now, Guzman is heartened by the pace of recent actions elsewhere.
Connecticut just did this last week. Maryland did theirs about a month and a half ago. Illinois, about a month. These are all recent development. It was curious because with everything that happened with Arizona and the huge anti-immigrant backlash that had been occurring, we hadn't seen really anything from the progressive side moving forward with things like the DREAM Act. It's been really a blessing to see student organizations working and lobbying the politicians to move these forward.
But here in the Golden State, he argues, enabling motivated students to extend their education is a sound, forward-looking economic policy, one that shouldn't get swamped by noisy arguments over immigration issues.
By passing the California DREAM Act, we are saying that as a state, we are supporting our residents. We're supporting a vital component to our future economy because we do need a more educated populace. And these students are looking to be that future. This is an opportunity for all of us to be Californians on an equal playing field moving forward and addressing California's future.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.